Hey everyone, welcome back. We are diving deep today into something I know a lot of you guys are interested in already, America's no vacation culture. You've sent in some really fascinating articles and studies, and I gotta say, some of this stuff, it might make you want to book a flight right away. Like seriously, could skipping vacations actually be harming us?
It's a fascinating question.
Yeah.
On the surface, I mean, it seems kind of counterintuitive, but when we actually dig into the research and the cultural factors at play here, it's like a different picture emerges.
Okay, so let's start with just like a reality check here. You sent over this article and there's this statistic, it's kind of startling. It says that a full 25% of US workers, they have absolutely no paid vacation time. Zero. I mean, that's just a stark contrast to a lot of European countries, right? Where generous vacation time, I mean, that's basically considered like a right. What's going on here?
Well, it's a complex issue. There are roots in historical labor practices and economic pressures, and even just how society views productivity.
Mm.
The U.S., we have a long history of prioritizing individual achievement and hard work, sometimes at the expense of personal well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this has kind of led to this culture where taking time off, it's almost like you're seen as weak or not dedicated enough.
So it's almost like we're programmed to just work, work, work constantly.
Yeah.
But here's another stat that really, I don't know, got me thinking. In 2016, Americans left 658 million vacation days on the table, unused. Think about that. If those days were actually taken, it would be like the entire state of Texas. Everybody in Texas taking a year off, the whole state. Why are we so hesitant to use the vacation time we do have?
I think fear plays a big part in it.
Okay.
Fear of falling behind at work. Fear of maybe being seen as replaceable. You know, fear of missing out on opportunities. And then there's also this sense of obligation that we need to constantly be proving our worth, you know, by being always on.
I totally get that. I mean, we've all felt that pressure, I think.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that this always on mentality, it might actually be counterproductive.
Right.
Not just for our mental health, but for our physical well-being too.
Absolutely. Actually, one of the studies that you sent over, the Framingham Heart Study, they found that men who don't take regular vacations, they're 30% more likely to have heart attacks. And for women, it's even higher. The risk is 50%.
Yeah.
And these findings, they aren't just like isolated incidents.
Wow, those numbers are definitely attention grabbing. But how does skipping vacations translate into heart problems? That seems like a big leap.
Well, it all comes down to stress, the impact of chronic stress on the body. So when we're constantly working and we're not taking those breaks, our bodies are just flooded with stress hormones like cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, this can just wreak havoc on our cardiovascular system.
So it's like our bodies are in permanent fight or flight mode.
Exactly. It's like, you know, you're constantly revving the car engine at high speed. Eventually, something has to give. Elevated blood pressure, disrupted sleep, your immune system is weakened. I mean, these are all consequences of chronic stress. And the World Health Organization, they've actually classified long working hours as a significant risk factor for stroke and heart disease.
That's some pretty serious stuff. I mean, we're talking life or death consequences here, not just, you know, feeling a little burnt out.
Right.
But let's be honest, even knowing this, it's still hard to shake that feeling that, you know, taking time off, it's irresponsible or selfish.
Yeah.
What do you say to people who feel that way?
I get it. It's understandable.
Yeah.
You know, especially in a culture that's always like busyness equals success.
Right.
But here's another way to think about it. Taking care of yourself.
Okay.
Including taking vacations. That's actually a responsible act.
Okay.
When you're well rested, when you're recharged, you're more productive, you're more creative. You make better decisions.
So taking a break, it's not selfish. It's a way to be more effective in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it this way. Your brain, it's like a muscle. It needs rest.
Right.
Recovery to function at its best. When you're always pushing yourself, you're not taking breaks.
Yeah.
You risk burning out. You know, your cognitive function declines. And it can even lead to physical health problems.
Yeah.
Vacation gives your brain that chance to recharge so it can come back stronger.
It's like hitting the reset button.
Yeah.
You mentioned creativity and productivity, and that makes me think of the study you shared about the impact of vacation on work performance.
Right.
It found that employees who regularly take vacations, they tend to get better performance reviews.
Yeah.
They're even more likely to be promoted.
Yeah.
That's pretty compelling evidence.
It is. And it makes sense when you think about the mental benefits of vacation.
Yeah.
Taking time off helps us de-stress, gain perspective, and then we can come back to work with renewed energy focus.
Yeah.
This leads to more creativity, better problem solving, and just overall job satisfaction.
But what about the practical side of things? You know, that fear of coming back to a mountain of work or feeling like you just can't truly disconnect.
Oh.
Those are real obstacles for people.
They are, absolutely. But there are things you can do to help with those challenges. One of the most important is plan ahead.
Okay.
Don't wait until the last minute and then try to scramble to delegate tasks or set expectations with your colleagues and clients.
To be proactive, set those boundaries. Make sure people know you're going to be gone, unavailable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have those conversations beforehand, delegate tasks effectively, and set up that out-of-office reply. Let people know that you're taking a real break. You'll respond when you get back.
Speaking of disconnecting, how do you actually do that in today's world? It's like we're hyper-connected. It's so tempting to check those emails or scroll through social media, even when you're supposed to be relaxing.
It is. It takes a conscious effort, but it's crucial. Start by setting clear boundaries for yourself.
Okay.
Decide how much, if any, digital engagement you're okay with while you're on vacation.
So maybe it's checking email like once a day.
Right.
Or maybe it's totally unplugging from all devices. It's finding what works for you.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to communicate those boundaries to other people.
Yeah.
Let your family, your friends know, hey, I'm trying to limit my screen time. Encourage them to do the same.
That's a good point. It's easier to stick to those boundaries when everyone's on board. But let's be real, sometimes the biggest obstacle isn't work. It's the cost.
Yeah.
Vacations can be expensive, especially if you're traveling with family.
Absolutely. That's a valid concern.
Huh.
But a vacation doesn't have to be some lavish 2-week trip to a far-off destination, you know?
Yeah.
You can find really cool experiences closer to home, or even explore different ways to travel, like home exchanges or camping.
So get creative with the planning.
Yes.
Think outside that typical vacation box. Maybe it's a road trip to a national park or a staycation exploring your own city.
Right.
Or a camping trip under the stars.
Exactly. The most important thing is that you're prioritizing time for yourself to recharge and reconnect with what really matters. The type of vacation is less important than the intention behind it.
So we've talked about the benefits, the challenges, and the practicalities of taking vacation. But what about the actual experience itself? How do we make those precious vacation days really count? So we've been talking about all the reasons why taking a vacation is so important. And you've sent in some sources that really highlight how to make the most of that time off.
Yeah.
It's not just about escaping work, right? It's about coming back refreshed, energized, and ready for anything.
Absolutely. It's about those experiences that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about coming home with this new sense of purpose, a new perspective.
Okay, so how do we achieve that? What are the secrets to a truly transformative vacation experience?
It starts with intention.
Okay.
Think about what you really need, what you desire from this time off.
Yeah.
Are you craving adventure? Or just pure relaxation, cultural immersion, or maybe it's all three.
So it's like designing your own personal adventure.
Right.
Do you picture yourself hiking through these amazing landscapes or lounging on beautiful beaches or exploring vibrant cities?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once you have that clear vision, then you could start researching destinations that fit those interests.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to think outside the box. Maybe it's a yoga retreat in the mountains,
yeah.
A culinary tour through Italy, or a volunteer trip to a remote village. I mean, the possibilities are pretty much endless.
I love that. It's about breaking free from that typical vacation mold and creating an experience that's really unique to you. But it's not just about the destination, is it?
No.
It's about the mindset you bring to the experience, too.
Absolutely. One of the most important things is to practice mindfulness. Just try to be fully present in each moment. Savor the sights, the sounds, the taste, the experiences around you.
It's about putting those devices away, silencing those notifications, and truly disconnecting from that digital world for a little bit.
Right. Allow yourself to get lost in the beauty of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Engage with the local culture. Create those memories that will last a lifetime.
And, you know, sometimes the most memorable moments are the ones you don't plan for at all.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Those unplanned detours, those spontaneous encounters, I feel like those are often the highlights of a trip.
Exactly. So don't be afraid to embrace spontaneity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to have a plan, but leave some room for flexibility for those unexpected adventures.
And finally, don't forget to prioritize self-care.
Yes.
Indulge in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Whether it's reading a book by the pool, getting a massage, or just taking a nap under a shady tree, make time for yourself.
Absolutely. Vacation is a time to replenish that energy, to reconnect with yourself, and to return home feeling refreshed and revitalized.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into America's no vacation culture, we want to leave you with this thought. Vacation isn't just about the time you spend away.
Right?
It's about the positive impact it has on your life when you come back.
Those memories, those experiences, and those moments of clarity, they can inspire and energize you long after you've unpacked your suitcase.
So go ahead, plan that getaway, embrace the adventure, and experience the transformative power of vacation. And remember, taking time off, it's an investment in yourself, your well-being, and your overall happiness. Until next time, happy travels.